Good morning. We're sitting with Chayodim, Klal Memalev, Simon Hay. Chodim Rotu Lechol Kodim HaMoitzi. Davka She'em B'daito Lechol Tekef. This idea that we're eating foods before the meal, the heard is an element of Bracha She'en Tzricha. There's no need to make this Bracha. So it's not a false Bracha because you're eating foods before the meal. It's not included in the HaMoitzi. You couldn't say HaMoitzi yet. But it's an unnecessary bracha, because just say amotzi and include everything. So foods which you're going to make a bracha on even during the meal, like peiros, so this problem is not a problem. But we spoke about the idea of eating foods which would be included in the amotzi, whether it's foods like potatoes or meat, fish, whether it's mezonos like pasta, etc. So why are you making the bracha now? So this is only talking about a case. Dafka she'en b'daito lechol tekef. You're not planning to eat right away. You're planning to eat a little bit later, so you could wait till the meal. It's not a long gap, but you're not ready to sit down and eat yet. So I want to eat something now. So why should I wait? I'm not mechuyav to wait. I will im ashulchan aruch b'alechem lefano. The table is set. The bread is there, and you're ready to eat. Also, ligrim bracha shen tzricha. It's usher to make this bracha, which is unnecessary. Or you bracha moitzi al alechem yiftar sharad borim. Say hamoitzi, and then include everything. Well, mahani masha mechasa hapas. So, person oive. So the the bread's here. So I'll cover the bread and make it like it's not here. That doesn't help. We find that concept by Shabbos when you're making a bracha brepia gofen. So brepia gofen, you have to say either way. It's not a bracha shen tzricha. The question is, what's the kedima, the hamotzi or the yayin? So we say that normally motzi goes first and yayin goes second. So now we're saying, you know what? If I can cover the bread, so I'm allowed to say the yayin first. But either way, I need to say a bracha on the yayin. But here, it's a bracha shen tzricha, so covering doesn't help. Now, the Mishabura does bring from the Shulchan Aruch Rav that he says if a person happens to find that he enjoys this food better when eaten before the meal and not as part of the meal, he likes french fries as a snack, not as part of the meal. So he wants to take a snack of a few french fries before the meal, to enjoy before the meal. So that's not called bracha shen tzricha. So Mishabura says, there's certain foods which tend to act as appetizers. They help you get hungry and therefore eat the meal with more gusto and with able to eat more, etc. So that's facilitating the meal. So that's not called bracha shen tzricha, because yeah, you want to eat it before the meal to get the meal going. So that, and that much, the Mishabura would accept that argument. Mishabura discusses this regards to Shabbos morning. The Mishabura in Reish Mem Tes, in the Bir Locha, discusses this idea that they used, that people would have a custom that they would make Kiddush. They're sitting by the table, they'd make Kiddush. Instead of washing right away, they'd eat some mezonos, and then they would wash. So not like we're talking about going to a shul where you go to a kiddush and you have no intention to eat the meal. The meal is not ready yet. Or the meal is going to, even if you're going to stay in the shul for like a simcha, the meal is not going to be served till later. That's not what we're talking about. But in a case where they would actually sit down by the Shabbos table in their house, the meal is ready, the bread is there, and they would say kiddush, and instead of start rushing right away, they would have some mezonos. Some chassidim have this minhag still this day. So, is that appropriate or not? So the Magen Avraham says that's inappropriate. It's a bracha shen tzricha. Even on Shabbos where you need to get 100 brachas, you can't make a bracha, which is unnecessary. So that's where this Chayyadim introduced, that's where this Shulchan Aruch Rav says, I happen to enjoy having a little bit of sweet cake before the meal to get the meal going. So that's shot in the minhag ha'olam. That, and the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch Rav is, "Ve'ein limchus b'yada mekilin." We do not need to protest against those which are mekel. But the Anshe Maisa, which are Machmer Latzmum, the Makom the Efshar, they should do so, like the Magen Avraham, they should do so. Now, then he points out that the Iker Suda Shabbos has to be eaten in the oven with so a person eats too much of it before the meal, which is going to take away your appetite for the meal, that's clearly inappropriate. Now, that's an important point to point out. When a person goes to Kiddush in a shul and eats a large amount and he comes home and he's not really hungry for his meal, that's a separate problem, which clearly a person should avoid. Because a person should eat the Suda's Shabbos L'Tayovim. We'll find the Mashal, for example, before Yom Tov, we limit the time a person is allowed to eat, because he should be able to eat the meal of the Yom Tov L'Tayovim. That applies to Shabbos as well. That a person should limit the food that he eats on Erev Shabbos. You should eat the meal of the night by time of the Tayyavin. So it's true the Shabbos morning as well. People eat a large amount by a Kiddush. That's inappropriate because it's going to take away your appetite for the meal. Okay, the last thing we need to clarify is just practically in a situation where a person is going to a Kiddush and planning to stay for the meal, when should he say a Bracha Achrona, and what type of Bracha Achrona he should say on the meal, before the meal or not. So some practical Lamaisa examples we'll talk about in the following shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.